Nothing's gonna stop me from going to the prom. Denny, I went to the tuxedo shop. I said to myself, money is no object. I'm gonna get something for the prom to make Justine go wild.
Hey, it looks like I'm gonna have to go back and upgrade my tuxedo.
Hey, Smitty, come here, man.
Just a second, fellas. I'll be right with you.
How about I pick you up around 7 o'clock?
Great. I'll be waiting.
Gents, when you see this, you are going to want to kiss me too, but don't. Guess how we're getting to the prom. Our very own limousine.
Oh, man, how'd you score that?
My cousin happens to be the limo king of Forest Hills. This is the top chariot of its line. Quadraphonic stereo, a moonroof, a television, complimentary mixed nuts, and we get the family discount.
How much?
Regularly, $90 an hour. For us, $69.99, tip included.
Hey, with our parents chipping in, we can just about make it.
Smitty, Justine is gonna hate you for this.
Why?
Because once she spends an evening in this limousine with us,
the rest of her life is downhill.
What's up, guys?
Gordo, how are you getting to the prom?
I hired a car.
Yeah, well, I guess you could say we hired a car, too. Check this out.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
You see, when our car pulls up next to yours, your date is going to jump out of your car and dive through our moonroof.
I wouldn't count on that, guys, because Darlene and I are going to the prom in this. You see, you guys just got the standard limousine. I've got the Olympiad Ultra Stretch. It's 9 feet longer, not to mention fully equipped with large screen TV, VCR, CD stereo player, and a complimentary basket of tropical fruit. See you guys later. Have fun.
Do we have any of those things?
No, but we can stop at the supermarket and get the fruit.
Gordon is gonna make us look bad.
And if our dates hear about this, we may end up going to the prom solo.
I don't think Roxanne's the type of girl to break a date over the size of a limo. Wait a minute. Yes, she is.
We gotta come up with something to top Gordon.
How about this? We take the limo over to Central Park and hire one of those horse-drawn carriages to drop us off at the prom.
No good. Neil Dugan did it last year. Disaster. His date ended up smelling like a horse the rest of the night.
Look, what are we gonna do?
Wait a minute. Of course, I got it.
What?
This is good. I know this is the first time it's ever been done in the history of prom.
Don't leave us hanging, man.
We arrive at the prom in a helicopter.
A helicopter? I love it.
You're a genius.
Yes, I know.
Let's do it.
I'm there.
With all right.
Theo showed me a picture of the limousine he's taking to the prom. It has tinted windows so you can't see who's in it.
Hey, if I was in a limousine, I'd want everybody to see me.
Mom, did Dad take you to your prom in a limousine?
No, I didn't go to my prom.
Why not?
Well, your father was away at school. He had to take final exams, so he couldn't come.
Well, why didn't you take someone else? I mean, nobody should miss their own prom.
I didn't want to take someone else. Your father and I were in love.
So you mean on your prom night, you sat in your room all alone and cried your head off?
No, I talked to your dad on the phone, and then I went to a movie with my sister.
Did Did you cry your head off at the movies?
No. Really, compared to some girls I knew, I had it very good. There was one girl named Sissy Logan. Now, I remember her father was very strict. He made her go to the prom with him. And anytime she danced with a boy, he stood next to them and he watched. Compared to Sissy, I had it very good.
Rudy, Mom's holding back on us.
About what?
About being happy on her prom night. She was miserable. She's just not telling us.
How do you know?
Because that's what parents do. They hide their feelings inside to protect their children. In reality, our mom has been unhappy about this for 30 years.
Poor mom.
Hey. What's the matter with you all?
Dad, how could you let our mom be miserable for 30 years?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
You never took her to her senior prom.
Oh, listen, I was taking final exams.
You could have come back if you really wanted to.
No, I couldn't have. These exams were very, very important.
I wouldn't have married you.
Listen, your mother and I had an understanding, and she has never showed me that this bothered her.
She has been keeping it inside for 30 years.
Dad, you did Mom wrong.
And we think it's time you did something about it.
You should take her to Theo's prom.
Nah, then Theo would be miserable for the rest of his life, too.
I know. We should throw a prom for Mom.
What?
Yeah, right here in our own living room.
Are you guys serious about this?
Yeah.
And your mother didn't put you up to this?
No.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Now, yes, we like to take the private helicopter to the east side heliport. And then we like to swing south and circle the Statue of Liberty a couple of times before we land. And also, is there a parking space for our limousine? Okay, great, great. Oh, one more thing. Do you have complimentary mixed nuts? Guys, the nuts are extra.
Go for it.
We'll take the nuts. Now, how much is all this gonna cost? Sure, I'll hold.
He's figuring it out.
I can't believe this is actually going to happen. Roxanne flipped when she heard about the chopper. 3 weeks ago, the girl wouldn't even talk to me. Today, she was waiting at my locker.
You should have seen Gordon's face when I told him about the helicopter. The man might never recover.
All right.
Yes, I'm here. Okay. Yeah. Okay, great. Book it.
Thanks.
Gentlemen, we have ourselves a helicopter.
All right.
How much?
Well, rental for the helicopter and pilot, $250. Fuel is another $50, and there's a $20 surcharge per passenger.
I mean, that comes to more than $400.
How much are the nuts?
Will you forget about the nuts at $400? Why did you book it, fool?
I had to. I didn't want to look like a jerk.
Look, there's no way we can pay for that.
When I tell Roxanne there's no helicopter, she is gonna plot.
We can't give up on this. There's gotta be a way we can pull this off. Hey, hey. Hey, fellas! Look at that.
What? What?
There's an ad for helicopter lessons, $89 an hour. I'll take the lessons.
Yeah, what about us?
You guys don't get it. Listen, when I go off my lesson, I'll say I have 5 friends I want to take into the city with me.
Are you sure that'll work?
Hey, we're going to be stepping out of limousines dressed in tuxedos. How can they say no to us?
You're right. We're in.
Wait, can I say something here? Why should we just be satisfied with a helicopter and a limo? Let's think of something that would really put Gordon away.
Yeah, something the ladies are really like.
Roxanne told me she likes caviar.
Perfect.
You know what would go good with a caviar? A nice imported salami.
Hey! Here you go.
Harbor Committee doing?
Oh, great, Dad. Want to read my sign?
Yeah. Starlight Memory Senior Prom 1958. That's, Mama love that.
Look what else we made.
What is that?
It's that big mirror ball that you hang in the middle of the dance floor.
That's wonderful.
It'll help with the romance.
Yeah, I need all the help I can get.
Come on. Let's go find a place to hide all this so Mom won't see it.
Thank you. Mwah. Thank you.
Mwah.
Thank you.
Dad!
Hey, I'm down here!
Hey, Dad, I need your help.
Ooh, look out now, Doctor. Do it! Look at beautiful. What's happening?
Now put everything on that came in the box.
Right.
But I don't know what to do with these.
Oh, look. Give me these. These are garters for your socks. Well, actually, see, in the old days, this was before there was, they put rubber in the socks. You put them on, and after you took about 3 steps, the socks started to go for themselves. So they wind up all down around your ankles, and you know, when your pants were up like this, and people see all the ash. So you don't need these now, see, because you have... Yeah, so you don't.
Yeah,
you don't need
but
it.
They came in a box. I'm gonna put it on.
Well, listen, man, go for it. This is a pretty exciting night for you, isn't it?
It's probably gonna be one I'm gonna write about.
And you get a chance to stay out as late as you want.
Yeah, but it's okay. I got a lot of sleep last night.
Now, just because you have permission to stay out as late as you want doesn't mean that you have permission to do everything you want.
Dad, I won't be doing anything at my prom tonight, and you won't be doing it yours.
Don't forget, I'm married to my prom date.
Gotcha, Dad. I'll get it, Dad.
Okay.
Hey, everybody!
Hello.
Looking good.
Ooh, not bad yourself, Huxtable.
Well, who are these lovely people?
You remember Jenny, right? And these are our dates, Sylvia, Roxanne, and
Hello.
Justine.
Smitty, this is just the kind of house I want to have someday.
It's yours, Dr. Huxtable. How much do you want for the place? Money is no object.
$3.70.
I'll give you $3.60.
I'll take it.
All right, everybody, I want to take a picture. Let's move to this side of the room.
All right. Miss Huxtable, you may not know it, but you're taking a picture of a group of people who may go down in history as the greatest prom goers of all time.
Well, all right, if Theo, you and your friend will move over closer here, I will try to make sure that this thing is in focus. What are you doing?
I'm helping.
Can you wait one sec? Wait. This go down right there. And go a little further down. Oh, take this one. Okay, thank you.
Say, party till you drop.
Party till you drop. All right.
Okay, one more, just a minute.
Move it on. Hi, I'm Mike, the limousine driver.
How are you?
Fine. I hope I'm not disturbing you, but I always like to meet with the parents of the children before the evening gets started.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Being a parent myself, I know what it's like to wait and worry.
Yeah.
So here's the private phone number of my car. You can look it over if you like.
Oh, no, it won't be necessary. Have you sit down.
Yeah, sure.
Theo, do you think we have time to freshen up a bit before we go?
Of course.
We have a bathroom just down the hall here.
Thank you.
Theo, while we're waiting, do you think I can get something to drink?
Well, come on, man. We have a whole case of ginger ale in the limo.
Yeah, I know that, but I think I want a drink now, and I think you two should come with me. Guys, we gotta talk.
What's up?
Well, you know I went to get the caviar, right?
Yeah, right. Did you get it?
Yeah.
Well, let's see it. That's it?
Where's the rest of it?
This is it. This cost me $16. I had to throw an extra dollar in there.
No problem. We'll give them small forks to make it look like there's more.
I got this prom thing down to a science. I don't expect any trouble with your kids, but there are a few bad eggs around, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Therefore, I have drawn up this official document, which they must sign before they get into the limo.
You're kidding. We, the undersigned, heretofore...
Yeah, I'm attending a night course in pre-law.
Oh, good for you. Agree to pay the aforementioned driver a cleanup fee of $50?
The bad eggs tend to throw up in the car.
At the discretion of the driver, circumstances may require a $10 lawn fee.
For $10, if they pass out in a car, I carry them up to their lawn and drop them.
Thanks for the work, dear.
No problem.
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
your chariot awaits.
All right.
Dad, see you later.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right,
Dad. Good night. Have a good time. Well, there's another child off to the prom.
Yeah, and I have something for you. A little surprise for you. Ha-ha. Read that, please.
Crestview High, class of 58.
That's right.
Presents the Starlight Memory Senior Prom.
There you go.
Date today, time tonight. Place the papaya ballroom of the Hotel Huxtable.
If you please.
It's my sweet 16
That's right.
dress.
That's right.
Oh, I can't get into this.
Oh, yes, you can, too, because I gave the tailor the measurements, and I did mine also. We're a little broader.
We're going to the prom.
Please hit your room. I'll change in my office.
Well, hello. Is this the papaya room of the Hotel Huxtable?
Yes, it is.
Please do come in, Miss Hanks. We are your chaperones. I am your math teacher, Mrs. Durwood.
And I am your English teacher, Mrs. Hall.
It's very nice to see you again.
Please do join us. Oh, but you seem to have come without a date.
Well, I had one, but I can't seem to find it.
Well, lucky for you, there's a young man around here without a date. Oh, young man! Young man!
Claire, may I present Heathcliff Huxtable. He's a junior at Hillman College. He plays football and runs track. He also wants to be a doctor, but I don't think he's gonna make it.
Heathcliff, this is Claire Hanks. She's a senior and gets straight A's. We think she'll have lovely children someday.
Hello, Heathcliff.
Hello, Claire.
Please.
Miss Hall, I think it's time for the prom committee to retire upstairs.
No, it's not. Prom just got started.
I think these youngsters would like to be alone.
But we're their chaperones. We have to make sure that they don't smooch.
Heathcliff.
Huh?
I noticed that you have a corsage for me.
Oh, yes, 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 I do.
Aren't you going to pin it on?
I thought you'd never ask. Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Okay. Are they fine? Okay. Are you sure they're on their way here, Mike? No, I'm not upset with you. Okay, fine.
What are you laughing at?
Your son.
Is he all right?
Yes, he's all right. Your son rented a helicopter. Theo gets in the helicopter, the thing starts up, the thing blows all their hair blue. And the guy just said he flies around and takes his lesson for a half hour. They land, they get back in the car, the girl's hair all full of dirt and everything. So Theo says, well, let's have some caviar. They don't have any crackers. You're supposed to have crackers with the caviar. Smitty says, look, caviar is expensive and it should stand alone. So they open up the thing. They have one, two little hits of the caviar. Your son, not mine, throws up in the car. My man Mike says, and that's $50 for a cleanup fee. They get to the school, everybody's coming out of the prom. They get out, the girls haven't danced, they haven't done anything, and they're on their way here now, and these girls are warm.
Oh,
How's everything going?
Would you guys like to stay? We could have our own prom right here.
Theo, I sat at the hairdresser for 4 hours, and my parents spent a lot of money on this dress. We're going to Enrico's.
But we don't have any money.
Oh, we know that. My father gave me some. My father gave me some, too.
Oh, could you all just hold 1 second, all right? Come here, hometown. Let me talk to you 1 second. Please, just wait 1 second. Mike told me, what happened? You know, I'm making out on my date better than you.
Dad, this might go down as the worst prom in history.
Yeah, well, okay, let me fix this for you here. Now, look. Here's the keys to the car. I want you to take the car, take the young ladies wherever they want to go. In the meantime, what I want you to do is take this. And wherever, if you can talk your way into taking them for something to eat, I mean, that's up to whatever they want to do.
Okay. Thanks, Dad. Go thanks, Dad.
All right, home. Work hard now.
Fellas, we've got a new life here. Got the keys to the good car. Got a pocket full of money. Let's go.
Police. I have a lot of things inside of me that I want to say to you, but I cannot say them in this house. Thank you and good night, Dr. and Mrs. Huxtable.
I've been here before.
Pardon me, but we still have a prom that we are taking care of.
Your troubles I share. Let me know if I will there. I'll take care of you. Any place and anywhere.
The Cosby Show was taped before a studio audience.